USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A vote is scheduled today in the House for a Republican-backed bill aimed at preventing a government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal outlines funding for certain government agencies until mid-January, with the remainder funded through early February at existing spending levels. Congress must pass this bill by Friday night to ensure continued government funding. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again during an appearance on CNBC.
I have endorsed him wholeheartedly. Look, I was one of the closest allies that President Trump had in Congress. He had a phenomenal first term. Those first 2 years, as you all know, we brought about the greatest economic numbers in the history of the world, not just the country, because his policies worked, and I'm all in for President Trump.
Johnson, who was endorsed by Trump as a tremendous congressman, respected by everybody during his nomination for Speaker last month, was part of the congressional Republicans who backed Trump's post-2020 election efforts to remain in power. The White House confirms that Hamas is operating within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air, and we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, sick people are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Hamas utilizes tunnels beneath the hospital for storing weapons and holding hostages. A collision on Interstate 70 outside of Columbus, Ohio this morning left three people dead and more than a dozen injured. According to the Ohio State Highway Patrol, the incident happened when a semi-truck rear-ended a charter bus that was carrying high school students. The individual charged with breaking into the residence of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and assaulting her husband Paul with a hammer unexpectedly took the witness stand in court today. David DePapp, called to testify by defense attorneys, became emotional during his testimony. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The U.S. and China are set to reach an agreement addressing the flow of fentanyl. President Biden is expected to announce the deal during his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco Wednesday. But Republican Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt told Fox Business he doesn't believe the deal will work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow. I don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
The agreement involves China targeting companies producing precursor chemicals for the synthetic opioid, while the Biden administration would lift restrictions on China's Forensic Police Institute, accused of human rights abuses, in return. San Diego Padres owner Pete Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. The grandson of Walter O'Malley, the man who moved the Dodgers to Los Angeles, Seidler joined the San Diego ownership group in 2012, assuming full control in 2020. Known for bold team moves, enhancing Petco Park, record-setting payrolls, and securing marquee players, the Padres, under his leadership, reached the National League Championship Series in 2022. Unionized Starbucks workers are organizing the most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated that it's pressing the company to reach an agreement on concerns related to staffing and scheduling. The union also advocating for the suspension of mobile ordering during major promotional events. According to the union, the yearly occasion when Starbucks gives out free reusable holiday cups is the most substantial sales event of the season. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.